نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight, tomorrow is the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. So let us start from there. What should we be doing tonight and tomorrow? Number one, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Read abundant salawat, durood sharif upon me, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night of Friday, the day of Friday. From a very tender young age, we learned the word durood sharif, durood. What does durood mean, my brothers and sisters in Islam? Durood is a Persian word, a Farsi word. It means when you are a farmer and you have a bumper crop, bumper harvest. So in that case, you will be receiving optimum maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So read abundant durood sharif salawat, and in this world and in the year after, Allah Jalla Wala will make us min al-fa'izin, from those who are successful. Ulama have written, there is one prescription. Anytime a person reads salawat durood sharif, then Allah Jalla wa Ala will always accept it, and thereafter you make dua with the barakah of salawat and durood sharif, then the dua also will be accepted. So first we praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, thereafter durood salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we beseech, petition, beg Almighty Allah for our needs. And remember, it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night, the best day of the week. And that is abundant salawat, durood sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just keep the tongue moist with that, wherever we are. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Shaykh al-Hadith, nawwarallahu marqadahu, who came to South Africa in 1981, in Stanger, and spent the whole month there. And some of you, I'm sure you met him as well. We met Sheikh in Pakistan, we met in India, met in South Africa, various places, Madina Munawwara and so forth. Hazrat Sheikh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, every night when he was in Madina Munawwara, could not enter the Haram Sharif for salami and salam, because his salat and salam would take 2.5-3 hours even on a cold winter's night. How would he read? I saw this myself. Right outside where the fence is, Haji Ahmad Nakhuda, Rahimahullah, and the others would stand there, and they would use the blankets and so forth, and the Sheikh would read. How he would read? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He would read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He would read the whole surah Muddathir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nabi. He would read the whole surah Tahrim. 2.5-3 hours salat and salam. Me and you, we know that even if we get chance and opportunity, we just read 2-3 minutes and then we run away, Allah forbid. Or if you want to read longer, then the police is there and they They will trouble us and make harrik, harrik, haji. You know how the police behave there also. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak and all our masajid throughout the world. So tonight, tomorrow, keep the tongue moist, brothers and sisters. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, tonight or tomorrow, read Surah Kahf. You know our beloved South Africa. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, and ANC, and no current. I am staying in a very nice place there in Umslanga, you see. So today, I wanted to go to visit my cousin there in Tonga. So the car is parked inside the garage. So I press the remote. See, nothing is happening. So I call the brother there who say, Baba, what's happening? He said, no. But, you know, load shedding. I said, now how the car will come out? He said, no, don't worry. So I don't know, he went and he pulled something there, the wire and what, then he did it manually. So we can stay in the best place, but Allah is showing you always there will be some limitations and some problems, remember. But tonight, if you read Surah Al-Kahf, Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith, the first hadith I gave you of Salawat, Durood Sharif, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, and this hadith here, من قرأ سورة الكهف ليلة الجمعة أضاله ما بينه وبين البيت العتيق. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, who read Surah Kahf on the night of Friday from wherever you are, right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Imagine Allah's benevolence, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. So we should always make that effort. The hadith, Rawahu Darimi, the hadith is authentic in Darimi. You read it tomorrow, mashallah, no problem. Man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah. Adha'a lahu ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. You read surah kahf during the day of Friday tomorrow. So in the morning, afternoon, better in the morning, mashallah. Allah Jalla Ala will bless you with radiance, effulgence. From one Friday till the next Friday, the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Sahih, authentic hadith. And if you're old, you're sickly, you're musafir, you have certain commitments, you can't read the entire surah, oh brother, oh sister, then at least read the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses. Usima min fitnatid dajjal. You will be protected from the trials and tribulation of dajjal. See that the dajjali fitna has started already. Artificial information, and you see the transgender, Eve becomes Steve, Steve becomes Eve, and things we could not believe 30, 40, 50 years ago, unfolding in front of our eyes, and not only that, it is promoted by politicians, and it is promoted by the Western decadent media. So we should beg Allah Jalla Wala for protection for ourselves, and for our progeny, our children, remember that. This is Sahih Hadith, Usima min fitnatid dajjal. Read the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, or the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. The Hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, tomorrow is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. What else should we beg and petition and beg Almighty Allah, brothers and sisters in Islam? من توفاه الله يوم الجمعة أو ليلتها وقاه الله من فتنة القبر. Whosoever Almighty Allah gives death with Iman and Islam, that is a prerequisite and condition. On the night of Jumu'ah tonight, or the day of Jumu'ah Friday tomorrow, till Maghrib, till before sunset, Allah Azza wa Jalla would protect that person from the punishment of the grave right till the day of justice. See ulama, see awliyaullah. Our Haji Farooq Saab used to cry. He used to petition Almighty Allah. And he was traveling in the train on a Friday. And then he lifts up his finger. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasulu. And he passes away. Hazraji, some of you met him. Hazraji Jalalabadi. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Saab. Nawarallahu marqadahu. He was so weak on the last day on this physical earth. Yet he finished all his ma'mulat. And then remember on a Friday 1992, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He goes and leaves this world and meets Almighty Allah. Sheikh Hazrat Muhana Abul Hassan al-Nadwi Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. It's a Friday, the last 10 days of Ramadan. And remember who was him, he's fasting, he's reading Surah Yasin. Which ayat it reaches, my brothers and sisters? فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him great tidings of forgiveness. Give him great tidings of a magnificent great reward in the year after also. And then he passes away. Imagine reading Surah Yasin, fasting, Friday, and remember that he passed away 3-4 nights or 3-4 days before 27 nights. 1999, I was in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. 27 night came, 2 million plus people. The whole Haram is packed to capacity. Where you perform Tawaf, that area is called Mataf. And the area where you make Sa'i, Safa Marwa, that is called Mas'a. I was there in the Mas'a. After Isha Salat, they announced, Salatul Janazah Ghaiban ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan Ali Nadwi. I started weeping and crying. Ya Allah, you gave this man death. His demise took place on the Friday in Ramadan. Wa huwa sa'im, he's fasting. Wa huwa yaqra'u al-Quran, he was reading Surah Yasin. And now we're going to read the Salatul Janazah in the Haramain Sharifain. Four places on 27 night they read the Salatul Janazah Ghaiban in absentia. So the brother next to me, Arab, he said, who's the Sheikh? I said, Alimun Fadilun fil Hind, of a giant and great eminent erudite scholar there in India. Why Allah gave him this? He won so many awards and rewards, Saudi government, United Arab Emirates government, Brunei government, this million dollars they gave him. He wouldn't touch 1 cent of the earth. He knew that these governments are corrupted to the core and they zalims and oppressors and so forth. They just want, you must praise them the whole time. He would give everything away. Dunya kulat mardiya. And then Allah elevated. Used to cry to Allah. Me and you in Medina Munawwara. And now we make dua after Hajj, after Umrah, before Hajj, before Umrah. Ya Allah, hamare umrah ko kabool farma dijiye. Everybody says ameen. Ya Allah, hamare hajj ko kabool farma dijiye. Accept the hajj, ameen. Ya Allah, ziyaret Madina kabool farma dijiye, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. 90% become Hanafi, all silent. So I looked at the back, so I asked the man, what happened? See, we want to die, but not now yet. The money is still jingling and tingling in our pockets. One side is the dollar. Arabs can't say dollar, they say dollar. And one side is the riyals. Say, Kala, who to you? Kala say, Marwanu to Che, we have to die, but Amreni, we don't have to die now. You're pachi, you understand? Afterwards we will die. You say, Bella, shopping to Karwanu, let us do our shopping first. So that's our halat. You see? So all that was introduction. I sent this, mashallah, our Hafiz Yusuf Yunus Randeri Yunus. I said, just go check on the board just to make sure. So this masjid is Barkati Masjid, our Maulana Badats. I call them Maulana Badats, it's time two, you know. So they're there in Umrah. So I see Azan is called to 9 and Jamaat is 9 o'clock. So they gave me extra time to speak. So mashallah, so we'll speak inshallah. And then make dua also. So let's come to our topic for tonight. Our topic for tonight is Palestine, the past, the present, and the future. It's very, very interesting if you really understand. If somebody has to ask you as a Muslim, why is Palestine, Palestine, Baitul Muqaddas, Baitul Maqdis so important for you? What you will say? So these are what the issues you have to explain to that person. So I just mentioned some of it at random. You must tell him or her, when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected the Prophet to build the masjid, the masajid, masjid, the place of sujood, of sajda. We stand here, we sit here, we bow down here, but Allah calls it masjid. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. Authentic hadith, sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. That the nearest the slave servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when we are in sajda. An act of complete submission, surrender to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence, in that posture, position, make abundant dua. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah, He must make decisions in our favor. Out of salat, in any language. In salat, in namaz, must be in Arabic, remember that. So masjid, the plural masajid. So let's study the history quickly. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala selected Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Ya Adam, O Adam, peace be upon you. We have many non-Muslim listeners, so sometimes I just give the English translation. You go and build Masjidul Haram, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and he built it. Time progressed, and then Allah Jalla Wala selected Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam to refurbish it, renovate it, mentioned in the noble Quran. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which masjid the first? Masjidul Haram. Then which masjid? Al-Masjidul Aqsa. So Allah Ta'ala chose Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam to build Masjidul Aqsa 40 years after the Baytullah. Then he went and there in Baytul Muqaddas was Masjidul Aqsa was built. After time went and progressed, hadith in Sunan Nasai, Allah Jalla Wala selected Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam to refurbish, renovate and rebuild Al-Masjidul Aqsa. You're getting the trend now? So you must remember from Masajid, Allah Azza wa Jalla selected prophets and messengers. When Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable auspicious birth took place, then the first thing in Masjid Quba, in Medina Munawwara, after the migration, a masjid was built. Masjid Quba, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is biyadihi al-sharifa, what is mubarak hands, placed the first block. And the second block, Thani Asnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah speaks of this in the noble Quran. Go and read. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi min awwali yawm. The first day, the starting when you entered Medina Munawwara, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you built Masjid Quba. And thereafter, when the Master alayhi salam went to central Medina Munawwara, then Al-Masjidun Nabawi was built. So the chronological table you find, first Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, then Masjidul Aqsa, thereafter Masjid Quba, and thereafter Al-Masjidun Nabawi. All these are the most important masajid in Islam. First Baytullah, as far as reward goes, then Al-Masjidun Nabawi, then Masjidul Aqsa, then Masjid Quba, and then come all the masajid. So from time immemorial, remember Masjidul Aqsa is holy, sacred to us. So you should know this. So today the Jutlas are saying, where you have the Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the beautiful golden dome, Surah Yasin inscribed there, they call it Temple Mount. And openly now they are saying, they want to demolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikale Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. So how can they lay claim from day one? You must remember it was Islamic, is Muslim and belongs to the Muslims. If you went and you've been there, mashallah, so you will see the huge, big, big walls, the 36 acres, all that is part of Masjidul Aqsa. So that's one. Number two, it is Ardul Isra wal Mi'raj. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, looking at Habibullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chacha, his kaka, his am, his paternal uncle, pasa brood. I gave you in 4, 5, 6 languages there. So Abu Talib passes away. But he did not embrace Islam. He died a non-Muslim. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Am, read the kalima, read in my ear also, and I will intercede for you. But next to Abu Talib, Abu Jahl was there. He looked at him. They used to play with words. They were masters of the Arabic language and linguistics. You know, linguists they were. So he even read a poem, Abu Talib. And then he dies a non-Muslim. اخترتُ النار على العار. نار عار. اخترتُ النار على العار. No, I rather choose the fire than disgrace Allah forever. He said, people will say, I got frightened of the fire, and therefore I left my forefathers' religion. So rather I go to the fire, astaghfirullah. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And thereafter, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, the honorable spouse of the Master alayhi salatu salam, she was the only wife at that time of the Master alayhi salam. She passes away. And do you know who is Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra? You know, when you have 2, 3, 4 wives, then always there's a little bit competition. So one day, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you take the name so much and so often of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? We are also here. The Master alayhi salam said, Oh Aisha, she believed in me when no one wanted to accept me. She gave me, she is the first personality to embrace Islam, alal itlaq. Men, male, female, adult children, first one, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra. She gave that wealth, material wealth, she gave me when no one wanted to help me financially and materially. She gave birth to my 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons of Aisha. Look at the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She is unique. She is exemplary. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, after that, we always used to praise her, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra. Her laqab, her title, Tahira. And she passes away. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana hazina. Was so sad. That year, in our Islamic terminology, is called Amul Huzn. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're so sad, you're grieving. Allah is taking you for a miraculous nocturnal journey, bodily, physically. And see, no one before you, no one after you will enjoy this. Chapter 17, verse 1, the beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Subara. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. That everlasting glory be to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, who took his beloved servant Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Isra, I-S-R-A. It means to travel at night, that a nocturnal miraculous journey. The means of conveyance was the buraq. Always remember that. Those of you who've been to Aqsa Mubarak, look at me please. So this is Aqsa, this is the way it's facing Qibla. So when you're facing Qibla, on the right hand side, that wall there, when you face Qibla, so that is Jidarul Buraq. That is Jidarul Buraq, the wall of Buraq. So that mode of transport, that Mubarak means of transport, was fastened there, and then the Master alayhi salatu salam met the prophets and messengers, performed the salat. Now why is paramount importance for you to know these facts? I told you just now, Qubbatul Sahra, the golden dome, we say is part of Aqsa al-Mubarak. The Jutlas, they say it's Temple Mount, and they have a hidden agenda. So that portion there, the Jidarul Buraq, the Buraq wall, they say it is the wailing wall. And if you go down on that side, I went down there also, the Jutlas were cursing me and swearing me. So I went to the police, I told him I want to go down. They said, leave your passport there. So we left our passport, my wife and myself, and we went right down. I want to see what the Jutlas are doing there. So they go like this, they're shaking, there's a cricket under them, you know. And all time they just, and there's a barrier there between male and female. Jutla must make money, you see. They worship money. So that time when we went, they put a fax machine there. So they said, hey, you Jutla and Jutli, anybody from America, Europe, South Africa, you want to send a fax machine, a fax message, you send it here via your fax machine. And then it will come here, but you must pay so much and so much dollars, so much shekels. Even in the reading world, they said, let us make some money out of it. That is Jutla. Always remember this kind of things there. So that wall also, they occupied it, they stole it from 67 onwards and that. So you should know all these things here. So is Laylatul Isra, and that is the nocturnal miraculous journey of the Master alayhi salam. Now go read chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 81. Allah Jalla wa'ala took a special pledge and covenant from all the prophets and messengers. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to the last prophet of the Israelites, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرن. All you prophets and messengers, I'm sending the last and final messenger. His name, Nami, Isme Grami, his honorable name, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name, Nami, Ahmed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must believe in him and you must assist him. Now how they all gonna meet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah chose the land of Palestine. Allah chose Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. A piece of land, my brothers, 36 acres and more, whatever you want to call. You must remember that there's not an inch, centimeter, millimeter where a Nabi did not make sujood and sajda there and prostrate, where an angel did not make zikr there and glorify Allah. So holy, so muqaddas, this never happened in any part of the world beside Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. So that is why. So Isra, Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa. And from there, where the Qubbatu Sakhra is, Abdul Malik bin Marwan built it in the year 82 after Hijrah. From there, the Master alayhi salam's Mi'raj took place and the ascension took place to the seven heavens and beyond. So that is why it's called Ardul Isra wal Mi'raj. It's called Salisul Haramain al-Sharifain, the third most important place in Islam. First is Makkah Mukarramah, then is Madinah Munawwara, and then is Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. Even the reward goes accordingly. How was it conquered, you must remember? Let me give you a bit of history here, and I will use the Gregorian calendar so it will make it easier for you to understand it. It's the year 636. Gregorian calendar. And Islamically, it was 16th year after the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu wa arda, Umar Farooq is Khalifa, and the leader of the Muslims based in Madinah Munawwara. That side, some Sahaba were there, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, and other several Sahaba visited Aqsa, Palestine. And then they lay siege around Baitul Muqaddas and around Jerusalem. The leader of the Christian Sufyanis, he said, okay, we surrender. But our scriptures, our books tell us we must hand over the keys of this city to a person whose name is Umar. Who's Umar? You not Umar. Said, no, it's correct. Umar is our Khalifa, our Amirul Mu'mineen. What make you non-Muslims understand? The President, Prime Minister, just for me to understand. And we will invite him and he will come. And lo and behold, Sayyidina Umar comes from Madinah Munawwara here to Aqsa al-Mubarak. And remember when he just entered, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the companions of the Master alayhi salam, the successors, the people who met the Sahaba and the companions, they all started shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When Umar embraced Islam, do you know where he embraced Islam? This is Safa. And that is Marwa. And next to Safa is Dar-e Arqam, the house of Arqam radiallahu an. Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua specially for him. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar our side or bring Amr our side. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahal. 17th Ramadan, on the Friday, second year after Hijrah, he's dispatched straight to Jahannam, Abu Jahl. Allah speaks of him in Surah Dukhan. You should read Surah Dukhan tonight also or tomorrow. And he was so arrogant and proud, Amr bin Hisham, Abu Jahl, when he used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah, he used to say, Anal Azizul Kareem, I am the most powerful one. I am the most generous one. How dare you mess around with me? Allah Jalla wa Ala mocks him. If you know Balagha, rhetoric, Quran, the methodology, Allah addresses him. Ya Aba Jahl, Zuk, innaka antal azizul kareem. You taste the punishment of Jahannam, Ya Aba Jahl, and you are aziz. You said you are powerful. You said you are kareem. Now taste this punishment. Go open Surah Dukhan and you will find it there. See. Allah ki lati be awaz. The stick of Allah does not make noise. Umar came with his sword. And remember, he left his home. Allah forbid to assassinate the Master alayhi salam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu met him, Ya Umar, aina turid? He said, go see your sister Fatima. Go see your brother-in-law. They all embraced Islam. He's furious. When he went there, he even assaulted them. He felt ashamed. He told them, okay, read the message for me. They said, you can't be it. You can't take this paper. You're not back. Go take ghusl. Go take a bath and come back. When they read Surah Taha, then watching Dari, that Iman, the spark of Iman came. Sahaba saw him coming for Umar bin Khattab. But sword in hand, Ya Rasulullah, Umar is coming. He said, let him be. When he enters in Dar-e Arqam next to Mount Safa, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. First time in the history of Islam, in chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, aslama Umar. Today Umar has embraced Islam. That happened, go open Mishkat Sharif. Jibreel alayhi salam descends, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only your Sahaba who are rejoicing. We, the Malaika in the skies, are also rejoicing. Umar embraced Islam today. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Do you know Umar? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda is that personality, what he said on the farsh, Allah would send down from the arsh. What he used to say on the land and sand before the ayat was revealed. Allah used to reveal the ayat according to what he said. Open Bukhari Sharif. وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثٍ. Three occasions before the verse was revealed, I suggested, Ya Rasulullah, let us do this, do that. Allah revealed the verse. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahimahullah writes, you must remember that in his famous work, Al-Itqan Fi Ulum Al-Quran, more than 20 places it happened like. There's no time now. Sayyidina Umar enters the year 636, Gregorian calendar, 16th year after the Hijrah. Sahaba tabi'in are there. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O Muslim, O Muslima, O beloved children, youth. When you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, then go in front of Aqsa and see and look at that mountain. Till today that mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar. Why Mukabbar? When the Sahaba and tabi'in shouted Allahu Akbar, the echo came from that mountain. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They can't call that mountain the mountain of Takbir. Allahu Akbar. That is Umar. Negotiations take place. Where does a negotiation take place? In Kanisatul Qiyamah. What is Kanisatul Qiyamah? You Christians, I'm addressing you. You Christians, I'm addressing you. Some barakat here came, you know. He also wants to listen, this insect. He come nearly my ear, you know. Lucky we intercepted him. How we intercept the jutlas, you understand? So you must remember this type of things here. So anyway, you must choose to get mad with me. You understand? Before I forget, let me just make the statement now. So you must remember that. Yeah, now he's right. You see, whenever I lecture or wherever I am, you mustn't put cold water. Because old, it drink me cold to me. I am old, I don't drink cold water. The nice hot water for me. I'm old man now, you understand? Just now I met one Haji, he said, Mufti, I made Hajj with you, I don't know what year he said. He said, but you're still looking alright. So I told him, you say like that, but my wife said that I'm gone old already, you see. And this type of thing. Don't worry, you listeners, I'm still alive. Sometimes we pause a little bit, they think AK passed away or something, you understand? We're still alive and kicking, don't worry, alhamdulillah. I want all of you, brothers, sisters, children, all, the entire ummah, thousands of you listening, and spread this message. You all got cell phones. You all play with your phones. Send this message worldwide. Let it go viral. We thank our Minister Pandor, Naledi Pandor. Last week, Sunday, we were here in Majlis there in Lanesia. And there was I was sitting opposite my honorable teacher, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, because Hazrat underwent a knee operation and knee. So he can't sit on the floor. So he said, so we were having meal. So there was a chair. So he came next to me, Harun Pandor. So we know one another. So I told him that, how's mommy and so on? He said, very good, everything. So I said, you must give mommy a special salam. We're very proud of her, what she did. South Africa, and more so, Naledi Pandor, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, she took the Jutla regime to the International Court of Justice. And next week, Thursday, Friday, 11th and 12th, you must remember, of January 2024, there will be the hearing and everything. Our lawyers are ready, their lawyers are ready, but everything is in the power of Allah. Tonight, O Muslim, if really you got love for Palestine, really if you got love for Aqsa al-Mubarak, you cannot sleep tonight unless you read one Yasin, unless you read two rakat salat, and you raise your hand on this Laylatul Jumu'ah and say, Ya Allah, give our South Africa, give our people victory. We have to teach the Jutlas a lesson for humanity and posterity. And not only tonight, every night till next week, you continue making special dua. When the verdict eventually is passed there in the International Court of Justice, the verdict must come in our favor. You know, Jutlas. Jutlas will use every trick, you must remember. Quran says that. لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَعْدِهِ. They speak with a forked tongue. They will say, we want peace. But their peace is not P-E-A-C-E. Their peace is P-I-E-C-E. How they can steal and occupy more and more land of the Palestinians. What Smotrich said now? He said, take them all up, you must remember, and send them to Africa, send them to Egypt, send them here and there. So, it's Gaza, not Gaza. Gaza, non-Muslims say. Use Islamic terminology. Gaza. So, Gaza is what? He said, must be depopulated. And remember, we want to occupy it now. That is what these Jutlas are saying. And other side, they'll tell you they want peace and so forth. So, let's carry on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sofianus, the leader of the Christians. So I want you Christians, brothers, sisters, children, to listen to me carefully here. Your leader, Sofianus, said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when the negotiations were taking place in Kanisatul Qiyamah, we went right inside there also there. When I went down there to the waiting wall, the Jutlas was swearing me. When I went into the Kanisa, the church, the Christians were swearing me. I say, swear me, but don't worry, I'm still getting inside. So we went inside. So why is it important? You should know this, Christians. So Sofianus, the Christian leader, told Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, you must not allow any Jew to stay here in Jerusalem. If you want the reference of this, the book is in English, all of you. You want it tomorrow or so, the weekend, just send it to me. And then just say book regarding your Sayyidina Umar or something, or Jerusalem. So Jerusalem, the key to world peace. In there that incident is mentioned. Look at our tawassul. Look at our magnanimity. Look at the genius Sayyidina Umar was. He said, Sofianus, that how we allowing you to stay here, how we not harming, demolishing any church of yours. We're not going to destroy any monastery of yours. We will allow the Jews also to stay here, provided that they don't commit treachery. That is our Islam. Understand this. Then, I'm digressing for a moment. You Christians, pay attention. I prove to you that your Christmas, they made you fools and idiots, you must remember. To say Christmas is 25th December is one big fat lie. You go, you can Google it now after Salat and ever. 25th December, there in Palestine, is midwinter. And remember, nowhere in scripture or authentic sources is it mentioned. So much so, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, it banned Christmas celebrations. The Puritan Parliament of Britain in 1647 and said, this is a pagan custom and has nothing to do with Christianity. So what more you want? Go look in your Bible, the Luke, L-U-K-E, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, you Christians, and you will find that what happens there, that is written, that the shepherds were taking out the flock of sheep and so forth. Will they take the sheep out for grazing during midsummer or midwinter? Use your common sense. I know common sense is no more common. So you must remember that it happened during summer. Quran speaks of it, Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verses 24, 25, 26. She's alone there. Today a brother or sister asked me, I want to give my daughter's name Maryam al-Batul. Is it good? I told her, excellent, very good. So you must remember that Maryam al-Azra, Maryam, her name, Nami, Ismi Grami, her name mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 19, dedicated to this honorable lady. Chapter 19, 98 verses, the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. Her titles, Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin. Maryam al-Batul, what's the meaning of Batul? Batul means she moved away from a toxic society to a pure and a place. And she was alone. She's crying. Ya Allah, I'm going to give birth. And what will the people say? No human being, no strange male has touched me. Allah Jalla Wala addresses her, inspires her. You don't say wahi, you say inspiration, ilham. La tahzani qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya. O Sayyida Maryam, you must not be sad. Allah is making divine arrangement, protect and arrangements for you and provision for you. Beneath there, look, water is coming out and gushing out. So your water also is sorted out. Regarding your birth, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. The fresh dates, the ripe dates will fall, and you must eat that. Allah is giving you, O Sayyida Maryam, because you are so special. Your beloved son, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is so special. And then, فَقُولِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي أَيْنَا. Eat the fresh dates. Drink this pure water. It will bring joy and happiness to you. See, Allah Jalla Wala. When will fresh dates come? Summer. So the Quran is telling you it happened in June, July. The Bible is telling you it happened in midsummer, not in winter. So you see, Christians, what happened to you? They're making you follow the Pied Piper. You know Pied Piper story, you see? So just follow anybody and all that. So that is what you are doing. Easter time will come just now in April or when. So again, you're going to get mixed up. Because I told you the meeting took place in the Holy Sepulchre, Kanisatul Qiyamah. Sayyidina Omar is sitting, Sofrianus is sitting. That is the church they consider to be the holiest church in Christendom. So what happens there? The Christians say, this is all Christian business. We reject it totally, absolutely. Christians say that Jesus on the Friday was taken to the cross and he was crucified. And then how Jesus, I'm paraphrasing, go open the Bible, Matthew, how Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. You, Jesus, you must be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Go open the Bible, Matthew, you will see that there. So let's just say hypothetically now, for argument's sake, that the incident took place. We reject it totally. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. Nor did they kill and assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam, nor did they crucify him. Nothing of that happened. Allah Jalla Wala rescued him, took him physically, bodily to the heavens and so forth. So anyway, so now they say that he was assassinated, killed, crucified, and that. So now they buried him Friday night in the tomb, in the grave, in the Holy Sepulchre. So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is empty. So where's your 3 days and three nights? You got Friday night, you got Saturday night, it's two nights, and you got Saturday, one day. So when you look at what happened, it is two nights and one day. So how come you say 3 days and three nights? Either your Bible is cooked up or something. Therefore, I tell them on the radio, you'll have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. You understand? Or you're blowing their fuses. You see, Christians, your Christmas is also cooked up in a fabrication. Your pastors, you're listening to me. And remember, your Easter also is cooked up. You must remember that. Either you tell me the Bible is wrong, or either you tell me that you are wrong. Why they fooled you, your Pope, your priest, your pastors? Because they know you Christians are who? Messers are S's, you see. They just follow the Pied Piper. So that also came in. You must know about this. Now Misake Umar takes place, the agreement of Sayyidina Umar. And then he said, you will stay here, you will have your freedom, everything you will have, but the Muslims are the rulers, and you must abide by our rule. Everything, they accepted it. So this happened now in 636. Till 1099, under Muslim rule, then the Christians came, the Crusaders came, and they were fired up, Britain, France, this one, that one, and they massacred the Muslims. More blood was flowing than water in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, for 88 years occupation, 1099 to 1187. No Jummah Salat, nothing in Palestine, in Aqsa Mubarak. Allah Jalla Wala chose who? Saladin, the just. Salahuddin Ayyubi Al-Kurdi. The man who did not smile. People asked him, why you don't smile? He said, our Ardul Mubaraka is Ardul Muhtalla. Our holy sacred land has become the occupied land by the Christians. Allah chose him, 27th Ramadan. 27th Rajab. Remember, he climbs on the mimbar that was built by who? Nuruddin Zanki. And he starts the khutbah after 88 years occupation. I mentioned it last night also. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ. Christians, pay attention. This is the karamat, the miracle of him, Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just. The Christians came to him and said, Saladin, we saw your life, impeccable character, and your justice is now world-renowned and so famous. So, we, the Christians, take the key of the Holy Sepulchre, the holiest church in Christendom, and we give it to you. You must open this church in the morning, close it in the evening. From 1187 till now, 2024, it's still continuing even now. Go open your CNN, the documentaries, and they have a whole documentary, how the Muslims open the church, the holiest church in Christianity, and Muslims still today. If you left it to the Christians, they should have Skopskit and Donner. They should be fighting among themselves. So leave it to the Muslims. You got it now? So all that happened. So you must remember that is our past. What is present? All of you ulama, scholars, people who know Arabic, you should read this book, the masterpiece. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. So one of the Arab scholars came here and he gave it to me, mashallah. I brought it with also, because sometimes I like to look for references and so forth. So quickly, just to summarize, what are we seeing now? This is miracle of Quran. Chapter 17 and verses 6 and 7. See what Allah says. See what Allah says. Every word, every letter, every verse, 100% the truth. La rayba fi. There's absolutely no doubt, remember. Summa radadna lakumul karrata alayhim. Then we gave you authority and power again. So we gave you power and authority in 1948. 14th May, the haram and the illegitimate state of Israel came into existence. 14th May 1948. So now you got authority. But look at the words Allah uses. Every word and every verb here Allah attributed to Himself. Allah uses the term we, the royal pronoun, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. And we assisted you with wealth. So the banks, everything are in your control, you Zionists and Jews, majority. وَبَنِينَ. We gave you so many children, you see. So your army, so from South Africa, from America, from here, from India also, some guys are jumping in, you see. So the Westerners are there. See, Quran is saying, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And we gave you the media also. And we gave you the media. See Quran. How Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of all this. وَأَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَذِي. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You must remember that. That the jewels of Quran, the message of Quran will never get finished. It's a living book for all times, all places. I'm not saying all the ulama agreed on this last translation, but some ulama wrote that as well. Now, that was chapter 17, verse 6. Chapter 17, verse 7 is coming. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum, wa in asa'atum falaha. If you jutlas, Jews, you do good and justice, Allah will leave it with you. And if you do zulam, oppression, terrorism, Allah will punish you and take it away from you. When Sofrianus, the leader of the Christians, handed over the key to Sayyidina Umar, for Baka, he started crying. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'minin, asked him, "Why you peak? Why you cry?" He said, "Inna zulma lasa'a." When you oppress people, it will last for a little while. And if you have justice, wa inna al-adla ila qiyami sa'a. Justice will last till the day of justice. What profound words. Nevertheless, I want all of you to do some research. Chapter 17, the beginning of 17, the 15 Supara, 15 Jews. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Isra, call it whatever you want. And go read verse 104, the ending of the Surah. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the last final time comes, we will bring you in groups and groups. So you see the jutlas from America, from South Africa, from Europe, from New Zealand, Australia, we bring them there. They call it Aliyah. They're making hijrah. Now nobody's making. Hamas is said letting them see stars daytime. You understand? So anyway, so that's it. Now is chapter 17, verse 7. This is Hamas. This is Jihad-e-Islami. Do you know what happened? So you have to understand, I'm taking three personalities' name. Maybe first time in your life you will hear it. There was a person, Mufti Muhammad Amini. So you must remember the Mufti of Jerusalem. So Mufti Amini was a great alim, great scholar. The Jutla say, he told Hitler that Hitler must finish them up. They destroyed everything. That's their job. You must remember that. So when he saw what the United Nations, what the Americans, what the British, what the West are doing, he said, no, we rather stand with Hitler and Nazi Germany and so forth. It's not that he agreed with them, but he said that our better option will be this. Otherwise, we're going to lose the whole of Palestine or half of Palestine. So Mufti Amini, rahimahullah, so he stood with that, you must remember. But the Jutlas and the Zionists twist everything around and they say that, no, he told Hitler, you must finish the Jutlas off and so forth. Obviously, that's a lie. Second person you must know is Abdul Qadir Husseini. I'm Abdul Qadir Husseini. Not me, we non-entities, good for nothing. Abdul Qadir Husseini, the Mujahid. Abdul Qadir Husseini went to the Arabs. He went to Saudi Arabia. He went to Bahrain. He went to all these Arab countries at that time. He said, you must help us. You must give us arms and ammunition so we can fight. We can fight these people here, the Jews. They, the same Arab nations of today, your Saudi Arabia, your United Arab Emirates, your Morocco, and your Egypt and Jordan, we have normalized ties with Israel. So therefore we say this, leaders can never be Muslim. You must remember that they laughed at Abdul Qadir Husseini. Go and read the life of Abdul Qadir Husseini. He begged them, please stand with us. He said, if you can't, then he just had his own people, few hundred, and said, Ya Allah, what is in my means, I will do. And that's how they gave their life for the protection and preservation of Palestine. So there's a person in history, his name Abdul Qadir Husseini. And when I go to Palestine, so I joke with them, I say, Abdul Qadir Husseini al-Jadid is in front of you. This is the new Abdul Qadir Husseini. That is their old one, you see. So we can never compare, but we just make, like, you understand, light-hearted talk. Third person you must know, you're hearing the whole world know, the Qassam Brigade. Who is Qassam? Qassam is Izzuddin al-Qassam. You must remember that. Izzuddin Qassam was from Syria, and he fought the British. He fought the British and the English initially. Then when they left, then he got into stuck with the French. The French put him away and they gave a death sentence for him. But before they could go and apply that and implement that, he ran away and escaped to Palestine, to Haifa, and he stayed there. He mobilized the Palestinians. He said, these jutlas, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Izzuddin al-Qassam. So therefore, the Palestinians can never forget him. They say, we will name our army, we will name it Qassam Brigade. But today's Muslim doesn't know this. We never know about Abdul Qadir Husseini. We don't know of Izzuddin Qassam because we're so busy with our soccer and cricket, our Bollywood and Robin Hood and Shaitan Hood and Allah alone knows which other hood you must remember, the Tiger Hood and what Shaitans. So leave all these Shaitans and get stuck into the books and go study. Who are these people? What they did? Your Yahya Sinwar, when the Shaitans, they just hear his name, they shake in their boots. The men running the whole underground tunnels, they don't even know the Haaretz newspaper writes. They say the IDF and Israel, it is lying to you, O Jews, that they know where the tunnels are. They know nothing. The tunnels underground in Gaza are bigger and larger per square kilometer than Tel Aviv, the city. Such an operation our brothers have done. Who can beat them? Nobody can beat them. But Allah's help. They said, Ya Allah, we will give our wives, we will give our children, we will give our wealth, we will give ourselves, but never let Aqsa fall. When Allah puts you through so much test, then what you see Nasrum min Allah wa Fathun Qareeb. Go read now what's going to happen. Chapter 17, verse 104, in the ending of the surah. Now I'm taking you to the future. So if you know Arabic language, you have a verb in the past tense, and when it's preceded by idha, then the meaning goes to the future. Chapter 17, verse 7 of the Quran. فَإِذَا جَاءَ جُتْلَاسِ. Listen to me properly. I know you're recording my talk. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the last promise of Allah comes, Allah attributes everything to the Muslims. That is to honor us, to elevate our Hamas, to elevate Jihad Islami, to elevate our Mujahideen. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. This Muslim army will smite your faces. They will disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُ One. Second. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, said Umar, victorious, and you will be begging for clemency and amnesty and mercy. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. Why all this carrying on, murdering babies and children and innocent men and women? Why? Uncle Sam is there. They think nobody will help you. Allah says, chapter 17, verse 7, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. Allah will crush their pride, their pride to pieces, pieces. Allah, tukra, tukra, kar denge. Tatbira. That is Quran. Chapter 17, verse 7, Hadith, Sahih Muslim. I'm ending on this. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqum sa'a, qiyama will never come. Hatta yuqatil al-muslimun al-yahud. Tell the Muslims, take on the Jews. Fayaqtulahum, they will beat the Jews. They will defeat them. Hatta yaqtabi al-yahudiyu khalf al-hajar wa shajar. The jutla will run away between the tree, behind the trees, behind the stones. Even the tree and the stone will say, hey, jutla, you terrorist, how dare you hide behind me? Ta'al ya Abdullah, oh Muslim, khalfi yahudiyun. There's one terrorist there behind me. Faqtuluhu, you must liquidate him. We speak their language. You sort this jutla out. Even the trees don't want to have them. Even the stones don't want to have them. Hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa al-gharqad, except one tree, the gharqad tree, fa innahu min shajar al-yahud. This tree belongs to the jutlas. So what the jutlas did from Moshe Dayan's time, from many years ago, Moshe Dayan, when I was a young boy, I used to read about this. Allah give my father, mother, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. They used to bring these newspapers, you know, from young age. I say, these kids here, who these characters are? Who dreamt one day we're going to speak on radio beyond our dreaming? And we couldn't dream of these things. So Moshe Dayan, the small Dajjal, if you know about him. So anyway, you must remember, so they're planting everywhere gharqad tree. They say the jutla tree will help us. The jutla tree will help. Nothing is going to help you. Jews, remember Allah said so. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continue punishing you right till the day of justice. Whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Abdul Qadir Husseini, or whether it is Mufti Amini, or whether it is Yahya Sinwar, or whether it is Kain and Mankan, whoever else. What must you do, O Muslim? Now we're going to make dua. Allah Jalla Wala accept us for the liberation of Palestine, and Allah dismantle the entire Zionist apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. Turn to Allah on this Mubarak place, the Masjid Mahmood, and the Mubarak time, Laylatul Jumu'ah. And we thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, we thank the Radio Ansar, we thank Sirius FM, Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and yeah, the trustees and imams of Qari Sahib, I think from Tanzania. Imam Sahib? Tanzania, no? Komos. He's from Komos, mashallah. He read very well. And all of you who read, Allah Ta'ala reward you. Come, brothers, we got 3-4 minutes. Let us turn to Allah Jalla Wala and make dua on this Mubarak night. Allah Jalla Wala grant our Mujahideen victory against this shaitan and these people who want to steal and destroy Masjid al-Aqsa and everything else. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما رزقتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم جل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم جل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين الكذابين الأفاكين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله يا يهودي يا سهاينا يا سهيونيا زاينس والے يا الله ان کی تقدیر میں ہدایت نہ ہو تو ان کو نیست اور نابود کر دیجئے يا الله يا الله مسلمان کو اور ساؤتھ افریقہ والے کو جو آئندہ ہفتے جو ہے عدالت میں پیشگی ہوگی یا اللہ ہم کو کامیابی عطا فرما حبیبنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی وسیلہ سے کامیابی عطا فرما قرآن شریف کی برکت سے یا اللہ کامیابی عطا فرما اللہم اجعلنا من الفائزین اللہم اجعلنا من الممتازین اللہم اجعلنا من المتفوقین یا رب العالمین اللهم حقق رجاءنا اللهم لا تخيب رجاءنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله the children the babies gave their life يا الله for أقصى فلسطين يا الله اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم في مرضاهم يا الله you accept their شهادة يا الله you accept all of the مجاهدين يا الله They taught human beings the true lesson of humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through your fadl, your grace, your mercy, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy and decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Wa man wa'alahum, and all those who are assisting them. Whether it be the West or the Arab countries or anybody else. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik. Ya Allah, you show us your power. And decimate and annihilate the enemies of Islam and Muslims, Ya Rabbal Alameen. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala reward my brothers, Muhammad Salim, Asmal, Dawood Mundli, our team, and all of you. I beg you, I appeal to you, all the listeners, wherever you are in the world, tonight, or if you're in New Zealand, Australia, tomorrow, you know you are far ahead of us. So please read 2 rakat salat, read 1 surah Yasin, raise your hands. Ya Allah, the court case that will take place this following Thursday, Friday at The Hague. Ya Allah, give us victory. Decimate, destroy, and disgrace these Jutlas and Zionists and Jews. Everything is in the hands of Allah, Jalla Wala. Hamara kaam Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah Ta'ala make us kamiyab, successful, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. Start tonight, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. Jazakallah khair to all of you, the trustees, the imam. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.